Okay.
Let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. 5. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. 5. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. 11. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there till I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Okay. Amen.
May God bless the reading of his word.
Okay. The season of birthing.
We are supposed to understand the season we are moving with, the season of birthing.
The other reason is we are
also living in a season of a prophecy.
Not one prophecy, but many more prophecies are uzadziswazwanizwa.
Not one prophecy, but there is a fulfillment of so many prophecies every day.
But of recent. There's a vacant here.
You see, spiritually there is a vacant.
Why? Because vanhu vakawanda.
Most people, the true ways of God are no longer exciting. Because of the times that we are living in now. The interpretation we do the things of the
Lord.
Most people would think interpretation goes together with our situation.
Not knowing interpretation inoenderana nezvekutaura Jehovah.
Not knowing interpretation goes hand in hand with what the Lord is saying. And the season that the Lord has gotten you through.
Now, go to Ramenoi, Zakaoma Kurarama, especially Singazive Kutumborichi.
The time we are right now is difficult to live when you don't know who you are.
And it's unfortunate vazhinji vazoti muri chii.
It's unfortunate most people don't know who they are.
To an extent, they're going to lose zvamuri muri kulosa your positions
to an extent that you are losing what you are and you are losing your position
nekuti zvimwe zvamuri kumhanyira muze kuti nenguva zvanga zviri kutozongouya
because some of the things that you are rushing after you did not know that with time they were just going to come
and zvimwe zvacho zvatiri kumhanyira atizive kuti kunonokutswa kwazviri kuitwa izinyaya kunonoka
some of the things you are rushing to their delay is not about a delay
Enyaye expectation inoyane chinhu ichocho.
It's all about the expectation that is brought about by that thing.
This year, remember, takataura kuti igore rekubara.
This year, remember, we said this is a year of birthing.
It's a year rekubarwa kwezvinhu.
It's a year of birthing of things.
Kubarwa kwezviprofita.
The birth of prophecies.
Ndosaka ndada kuverengesa this scripture because there's a prophecy irikubarwa pa time ina Mary.
That's why we read from this scripture because there is a now, prophecy that Mary kwa
Jesu,
is
Jesu askungouya.
Jesus did not just come.
Jesu arikutanga announce kwa asati auya.
Jesus was announced before he came.
Ndokumuka vakadzi nevarume.
Then men and women arose.
Vaipa shoko rekuti kuchabarwa mwana.
Who were giving the word that a child is going to be born.
Angozi mwana ari ordinary.
This is not an ordinary child.
Mwana achoya achisa rusununguko nekuti chipo chinge chabva kuna Mwari.
This is a child who's coming to bestow liberty. It's a gift so, from God.
So, part time yaipiwa this prophecy.
During that time when this person was prophecy was
Even
given.
The
recipients of the prophecy of the prophecy did not
understand because
of what they were going through.
And vamweo remember pa time vane zvimwe zviprofita zvavaida.
Some at this time remember they had prophecies that they
wanted. Asimwari ane chaiti ichi ndochiprofita chakatakurwa nenyika.
But God was saying this is a national prophecy.
So Jesu haasikungonyuka.
Jesus does not just appear.
Rekutanga ri izwi repiwa vanhu vazhinji.
It began as a word that was given to many
Even
people.
Even umwe vairipiwa vaifungidza kuti chiprofita pachabarwa anenge varipo.
Some people who received this word thought they when the
Asi vamwe vakangotaura nezvazvo ndokubva vaenda ndokutosiya zvakadaro.
Some spoke about it and they departed.
Praise God kune varume vainyora. My records.
We thank God for men who kept records.
Ekuti zvaiti zvikataura pamusoro peIsrael vairekoda.
When anything was spoken about Israel,
kuti nemusi wakadai kune murume akasimuka mweya wacho uri pamusoro pake.
On such a day, there's a man who rose and
akataura pamusoro pekubarwa kwemwanakomana.
And he spoke about the birth of the Son of God.
Zvekuti chese chaiuya chiri of significance.
Everything that came with significance.
Muchaona kuti chaitanga chataurwa.
You see, it was spoken first.
Vanhu vonyora.
And people would write it down.
Ndavanga vaona kuti vamwe vaizvitaura vaitofa sazvazadziswa.
Because they discover some people who said these
so,
things.
So vaida kuti ma records achengetwe nema generations and generations.
So they wanted generations to keep these records.
Vachiitira kuti panguva chazozvarwa chiprofita ichi.
For the sake when the prophet is now being
Vanhu vaziva kuti chinhu chisiri ordinary chiri kuuya.
People must know it's not an ordinary thing
chinu
that is coming.
Extraordinary.
This is an extraordinary thing.
Chine chivimbiso cha Jehovah.
That has the promises of God.
Now, Bible ratiri kuverenga here.
The Bible we are reading from.
Ma records ezvinhu zvaonekwa nevamwe varume vachiradzwa nemweya.
These are records of things that men saw when being revealed by the
Mamwe
Spirit.
Achona ma records I see one ma nemadzinza epa time kuma Juda
some these are records that were left by other generations
vamwe vakasava nemweya wazarura vaive nevakuru vaivaudza
to some if they don't have a spirit of revelation
ende vakuru vakasirwa nhaka yezvavari kudzwa nevamwe vakasiya
Some, these elderly had an inheritance
ndosaka murwo noti mukavenga bible israel pane payanga kuda kucrossa pagungwa dzvuku
If you read the Bible, when Israel wanted to cross the Red Sea,
Marano vaudzoti ivaide varume chatakura matombo kuti vaise.
God tells them, have men who are going to carry stones.
Ndapawe nevanhu vachanyora record kuti nerimwe gore pakayambuka pagungwa vanhu vakayambuka pavhu gungwa ratsemurwa.
Let there be people who are going to take note of this.
Ende matomba maise kuti ma generations achazouya.
These stones, put them for the next generation. Your great, 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 great
children.
When they hear these things, they just do not think it is fair. You discover God was moving with records.
If he spoke to the great grandfather,
even the word that has spoken about the family of Judah, make sure every family has got its own record for the sake of those that are coming.
Problem yekutanga yatinogonongetini nayo vazhinji vari pano.
The biggest problem that we might be having, most of us here present,
is
because most of you do not know that you were announced before your coming. When it was spoken of and announced, nobody took note of the
record.
But you discover most people here present, your coming here, you were announced before you came. Some people who had this never thought it was you they meant. I always give reference to the things that God calls me to encounter.
For years, I would tell people of what is to come.
Things that were about to come.
And
which I know God is making me a part and parcel of it.
Now, but
in my genealogy, nobody gave me these records.
But my files,
these were files that were present spiritually. If you go and research from my great grandfathers,
about a son who is to come.
There might be a person who was told about a son who was to come. But because some did not take it seriously, some did not jot it down.
Maybe that son came 8 generations later.
Maybe that son came 8 generations
later.
When they were told this, they thought he's the next one to come.
To an extent, they got frustration. Even some generations later,
they forgot the records because of frustration.
Because they can be frustrated to an extent that
you can be frustrated to an extent that you forget what God has spoken.
And a lot of you,
a lot of people here, you have forgotten your things
because of frustrations that came when the prophecy came.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So most
things that I saw or that I said
I'm hearing,
if I research deeper even in my genealogy, I might find a great grandfather who was told
this,
who was supposed to pass this information
whether
from generation to generation, whether he was there was supposed to be a Nebuchadnezzar who was supposed to be told of a time that is coming.
Nebuchadnezzar was not even a worshiper of Jesus Christ or a worshiper of our Lord God.
Nebuchadnezzar was not a worshiper of Jesus of,
right
or
on
of our God.
Mwari, but pama affairs enyika.
He had his own gods, but on Neza affairs of the nation
kumberi.
And things that were coming. Because of the city, God said there are messages that were supposed to get to him, even if he doesn't understand.
First,
most people here present, the biggest problem is you were spoken of, but you don't know that you were announced.
Hello.
Amen.
Why? Because upon my records, there
were no records that were kept to show that you were announced.
To an extent, that record raka kipwa.
to an extent that if they had kept those records,
even my days a manifestation panga kudakushika,
even when the days of manifestation were about,
why chengetedzwa kubva kuzvinhu zvanga zviri kuuya,
they were going to keep you safe from the things that were coming.
Uri mugwara rezvinoda Jehovha kuti usabve neuda kwezvawakatakura.
In the channels of the Lord so that you not depart from his ways.
Vakansi handiri kuti iripo mumweya inye kuti vanhu vakawanda havasi kuziva zvavari.
The vacant that I'm talking about in the spirit is because most
people
don't know who they are.
Seats are unoccupied.
Because of that, there are unoccupied seats that are supposed to be occupied.
Because vazhinja havasi kuziva mwacho zvimosva yava imosva yekuti vakaudzwa vamwe havana kuzvinyora.
Most people, it's not your problem, but those who were told
and
did not keep
the records.
Some who were told did not pass the information to the other
generation. Because information, the frustrations of life, they came and they kicked in.
Some who were told they forgot because of the frustrations
and
of life.
And now, muri pakati pekutopara that generational case.
Some people right now in the midst of doing the same things.
Yekukanganwa knowledge ne prophecy nofara kuti pass on to the next generation.
Forgetting knowledge and the prophecy that is supposed to be passed on to the next generation.
Ndoza usati wandibata but soon uchandibata. Amen.
I know you have not yet grasped me, but very soon.
Now.
Amen.
Jesu, scripture tareka ndi Jesu ari kubarwa.
The scripture where we read from, this is Jesus who is being born.
But first of all, before he became a breakthrough to the nations.
Before he became a breakthrough to the nation, first of all.
He was a breakthrough to the house of David. First.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Asati ave the Messiah.
Before he was the Messiah.
To the nations.
To the nations.
First of all, he was a big breakthrough kumurekwa Davidi.
He was a big breakthrough to the family of David.
Because vaigara vachizviudzwa.
Because they were always told this.
Nemadzibaba avo kutanga kuti tikapinda mutapwa.
By their forefathers, even if we got into
flux. Mwari ari kutiratidza kuti pane mwana achauya.
God is showing us that there is a child
coming. And muri yese kana ikarangarirwa kunobarwa mwana.
When a family is being remembered, a child is born. Amen.
Zviri very dangerous kuta family planning musati maita spiritual family planning.
It's dangerous to have physical family planning before you do it in the spiritual.
Because pese panonzi paberekwa mwana.
Every time when a child is born,
kurangarwa kwemhuri nedzinza.
This is the remembrance of a family and the generation.
So Israel yaudzoti pavana vari kuuya.
Israel was being told amongst the children coming.
Pano mwari kuuya hangozi mwana ari ordinary.
There is a child coming who is not ordinary.
But uchanoti mwari vasati introduce Jesu kwakaitwa ma that lineage kwa Judah.
You discover before God brought
mwari I present my forerunners.
God presented forerunners.
My forerunners were again and my prophecies on their heads.
And those forerunners had prophecies upon their heads.
Vachida kuti pachazouya chaiye chaiye.
One thing when the real one comes.
Vange vachigona kuchengetedza chiprofita chichauya.
They will be able to safeguard the prophecy.
So Israel chaisiri kuziva ndechekudai.
What Israel did not know was this.
Kuzvarwa kwaJesu hakusi kuzvarwa kwemwana chete, yaitova again a prophecy.
The birth of Jesus was not that a birth of a child, but this was a prophecy that has been given birth.
But I want you to see something.
I want you to see something when you are talking about the coming of Jesus, especially
kare, but
I want to show you that your coming you were announced but you do not know. I want to give you a prophetic map of people that you announced but yet they do not know.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Ndo mission andine maskata nastoenda.
This is our mission, my mission this afternoon.
And ndafara kuti ndikupreacha this message iri a birthday celebration.
I'm happy that I'm preaching this message and yet we are celebrating a birthday.
So please Teresa, it's a message. Ukauya ndakana manotsi andanyora kana.
Listen attentively. I don't have notes written down.
Now. Introduction a prophecy yachona.
The introduction of this prophecy.
Pavaiudzonzi ari kuya ari Messiah.
When they were told that the Messiah is coming.
Israel in a picture yayo yanga inayo.
Israel had its own picture.
Yet pa picture yanga vanayo.
Yet on the picture that they had.
Mwari ane nzira dzake dzeda kuintroduce nadzo this prophecy.
God had his own ways of introducing.
Bana Isaiah prophet na Jeremiah prophet vapi na vapa prophet.
Isaiah and Jeremiah had prophesied as well as other prophets.
Mwari anotaimira a certain lady ainzi Mary.
God looks over a lady named Mary.
And Mary has kungoenderwa.
They did not just go to Mary.
My qualities anga now I think takambotora nyaya say yekuti anga ari engaged to be married to Joseph.
Mary was engaged right? To be married to Joseph.
Mary ari engaged vangasa anga sata arorwa.
She was not yet married.
Mwari vari kusvika because remember this is Old Testament. Aizi New Testament because New Testament aitange pana Matthew chapter 1.
This is Old Testament.
New Testament inotanga Jesu afa.
New Testament begins by the death of Jesus.
Kuna Matthew anofa pa chapter chi?
In the book of Matthew, which chapter does he die?
It's chapter chi? It's chapter chi inofa Jesu. 27. Dopa nitanga New Testament.
That is the beginning of the New Testament.
It means Jesu akazvarwa ku Old Testament.
Meaning Jesus was born in the Old
Testament. Because chinonzi Testament, achizi Testament, kana pasa paneropa, radeuka.
A Testament is not a Testament without
testament
the spirit of blood.
Testament is a covenant.
Testament means covenant.
Old Testament, yaitwa ma covenants neropa remuka.
In Old Testament, there were covenants with
irikunzi New Testament, kuti tizotsana New Testament, panofara kuita ropa radeko kuti tizotakutanga another testament.
For us to say a New Testament,
saka pa chapter 1, apana ropa rudeoka kusvika pa chapter 27.
From the first chapter to the 27th
it
chapter.
It means from chapter 1, zvese zvirikuitika zvirikuitika ku Old Testament.
Meaning from first chapter to 27, everything happening is in Old Testament.
Please say resa.
Listen carefully.
New Testament, the New Testament, per chapter 27 of Matthew.
New Testament was supposed to be named New Testament on the 27th chapter.
Because from chapter 1 to chapter 26.
From the first chapter to the 26th chapter.
Jesu aruto achirarama mu Testament ya Moses.
Jesus was living in the Testament of
Moses. That's
why you see there was a rubbing between the Pharisees and the church people.
Testament is John Dindruguya Nayo.
He's saying, I am bringing the New Testament.
But I sat here we
are. And yet, these ones are saying, it's not yet.
Because Europa, Satra Deoka.
Blood is not yet spilled.
Ku Old Testament, Kwaveneme Teme Anga Eriko.
In Old Testament, they had laws that were there.
Muteme Vinweku Tanga.
The first commandment.
I think Mukanoenga Muteme ya Moses epiwa.
If you read through the laws of Moses,
Muchano tukubakuva koma na vaskana nechiva na baba na pane kararamiro kai tarisiro.
You discover from boys, girls, fathers, and mothers there is a certain lifestyle that was.
Especially pakazveta muskana asati aroorwa.
Especially there's a girl who is not yet married.
Wainzi aufare kusongana nemukomana kusvikira wabvisi waroorwa.
You are not supposed to be intimate with a boy before you are married.
But pak introduce kwa Jesu.
But on the introduction of Jesus,
mwayamtsvene ari kuuya kune muskana ari engaged, not aroro, engaged to be married.
The Holy Spirit is coming to a girl who is engaged to be married.
Ndobva Mary apiwa pamuviri namweya.
And Mary received pregnancy from the Spirit.
Now, chiri kutoti Mary asatemwe nematombe nyaya kuti Joseph anakubvuma.
What causes Mary not to be attacked by stones is because Joseph did not accept.
Because paifaronge pane at least a witness, you know, witness kuti mimba yakatakurwa iyi.
There was supposed to be a witness of the pregnancy.
Then you pinzwa makots munotongwa kana kuri kutakwa nemabwo otakwa nemabwo kana pane zvikuru. But pa time ya Mary for months
on the during the time of Mary for months
vanhu vaiona dumburi chikura but pasina any evidence kuti pane murume anaye.
People saw her belly growing big but there was no evidence of a man.
But chakatakurwa chacho ndochanga chiri the prophecy.
But what she was carrying was the prophecy.
But my conditions achiri kutakurwa hazwo ka.
But the conditions when it was carried are not welcoming.
Number one, they were so confusing conditions. Because varikutikana ari Messiah.
If he is the Messiah,
anofarira kuuya achipinda muwaro.
He is supposed to come in the line.
Kwete kusvika achityora kana kuti pa confusion.
Not to break or to cause confusion.
But not knowing kuti as long as zvaka announcedwa kuti kuna achauya.
That there is someone coming.
Kawiro kaka kane nemi kane chekuita namwari, because even kunamwari yeve weye kushilda Messiah.
The way of his coming has got nothing to do with you, it has more to do with God.
So because Mary parunzi atakura pamuviri.
When Mary became pregnant,
chaketo nyesa pfumbire Herodasa zive kuti Messiah yatove nhumbu yapo.
What caused the issue not to spread?
Kuti muraini manga mune confusion.
It's because there was confusion.
Because
akunga
itike mimba isina baba apano faronge pane munhu akabara.
There is no pregnancy without a father.
Israel yafungidzira kuti Messiah ari kuuya achinge Adam.
Israel thought Messiah would come in the form of
because
Adam.
Because Adam anamukadzi akabereka.
Adam was not born of a woman.
Ahana muruma ngane mbeu paari.
There was no seed of Jekuti the man upon
Adam angane guvere kana tanga sinati zivi.
For us to know whether Adam had a navel or not,
because guvu rinoshanda mwana ari mudumbu ramai.
Because a navel works for the person who is being
Saka
born.
Saka Israel parikudzwa kuti Messiah achauya.
When Israel is being told that the Messiah is
and anenge asina murume ari involved.
There is no husband in
Amen. Sister Akira frequency. Okay. According to the Israelites,
if the Messiah is coming, he's not supposed to be a child of someone physical.
Because according to history,
according to the history given by Moses,
first Adam angas na maya sna baba.
The first Adam had no father, had no mother.
Murume zikuru.
He came as a full-grown man.
Saka to them, fact yakuti Messiah arukupinda mudumbu ra Mary.
To them, the fact that Messiah is coming through the womb of
Mary. Are engaged to Joseph.
Mary was engaged to Joseph.
Joseph, what you know, as a carpenter.
Joseph, whom we know as a carpenter.
Ndopakatanga kuisa confusion wombe kuvana vechiJudha.
This brought a lot of confusion.
Ndosakorogonoti pese Jesu paita munana vaita hazire here mwana wa Joseph watoziya.
That's why you see every time he performed a miracle, they said, is he not the son
because
of Joseph?
Because to them, kana ari Messiah. Joseph.
To them, if he's the Messiah, he's not supposed to come as the son of
and
Joseph.
And to them, canari Messiah.
If he's Messiah to them,
tinofara kumuona achirama like a king.
He's supposed to live like a king.
Because this is a prophecy. Yakaprofitwa kwengo yakareba.
This is a prophecy that came over and over a long time. What Israel did not know is this.
Kana Mwari akaisa a word.
If God puts a word,
especially nature kuti aneku save ma multitudes.
Especially with a word with something to do with saving of the multitude.
Mwari anotozvizoti chaisa panyika.
God knows that what he has put on earth,
chinorwiswa naMwari wenyika.
It will be fought by the Lord of the earth.
Uchona kuti kutakura mimba kwa Mary achitakura Jesu.
You discover the pregnancy
of Mary
for
9 months.
And the issues that were spoken of about
again cover up ya Mwari.
This was a cover up of the Lord.
Yekuti mwanawe asabatwa achiri mudumbu yo terminate kweri mimba.
For this child not to be
because Mwari vatoziva shangeri na Herodi.
God knew how jealous
but when it comes to kingship, Herod abve zvekumhanya.
When it comes to kingship, Herod will not forsake the city.
Anoda chigaro to understand that anoti zviri nani vana vese vafe as long as pasina ari kuzogara.
He loves the throne that he can sacrifice every child.
So prophecy pari kuberekwa.
When the prophecy is being born,
ichiri mudumbu yakatanga kuita nyaya.
When it was still pregnant, it was an issue.
And kukavwa kwari kuti wana Mwari, no one ukanzwa mwana akunzi akunoberekerwa mumenja.
When a child is being born in a manger,
pasha zvipatara zvava accommodate.
When there are no hospitals that could accommodate,
tinofarira kuti tidzokere. Haingozi nyaya kuti akaberekerwa manger, no.
It's not about being born in the manger,
but pane ma activities aitika kusvika tadzosvika kumenja.
There are activities that are leading up to the manger.
Muchaona kuti mimba ya Mary yanga iri so questionable to many.
You discover her pregnancy was questionable.
And vazhinji vaisada kuva associated with it.
And most people did not want to be associated with it.
Because vari kuti
They wanted to know the father
and
the of
evidence,
the
pregnancy. Old Testament, it matters the most.
And in Old Testament, evidence was everything.
So mukazonzwa Messiah chinzaruberekerwa kumenja iri a prophecy yangakamirwa kwenguva yese iyi.
When you hear the Messiah being born in a manger and yet it was
already
a long-awaited prophecy.
Kuti even na Mwari,
you are being shown that even God,
anga ane role to play kukonfuza nayo nyika.
He had a role to play in confusing
people.
He knew if they know that it is he that is being kept.
Chinogona kuluza mwana prophecy satia zara.
We might lose the child before the fulfillment of the prophecy.
Now, but look at the pain iri kunjwa na Mary for the past, for the next 9 months, Guvazwara runs atakura mimba.
From the day she conceived the child.
And everyone aripano.
Everyone here present.
Akuna ngade kunzakanzi watakura Messiah. Messiah tatuenda kuru. Kanzi watakura the next president.
If you are carrying the next president.
Yet pane prophecy kuti pana president achauya.
And yet there's a prophecy that there's a president coming.
Then what a oh, takura.
And you are the one who is carrying that pregnancy.
Which are not even a condition of living. Unengo unengo yokto demanda.
You discover your condition of living, you demand something.
Because Ruth ndinaka takura savior wenyika.
You are saying I'm the one carrying the savior of the world.
But panapa Mary kubapa zware kutangara takura mimbe.
Here on Mary from the first day she conceived this child.
Anorama 9 months full of pain.
She lives 9 months full of pain.
Yes, she was carrying the Messiah.
Amen.
Mimba yakatakura ndoyakamirwa nenyika yese.
The pregnancy she's carrying is the one and that the whole world is waiting for.
Explain vanhu kuti mwana ndakatakura. No one, even Mwari, remember, Mwari angatotiratidza ku Old Testament kunana Moses kuti anosindimadza moyo yevanhu.
God demonstrated to us in the Old Testament that he can harden
people's hearts.
You have a big vision that you know God showed you. If you want to share it to people, it's like you are sharing some things that are ungodly.
Rejection nakatanga kupindana na Mary.
The rejection.
Mwari akatozoti rekanditumire again mutuma.
The rejection that Mary went through.
Again, akatakura same kind of mimba.
To tell you that there is someone who is carrying the same
at
kind
of pregnancy.
At least they can intertwine, otherwise here no one will help him.
For 9 months was in rejection.
Amen.
Pain. Hello?
Amen. Because of what she was carrying.
Now, praise God, Mary knew what she was carrying.
Let's say this pregnancy just came without her knowledge.
She's a young girl, confused, and asks, "I go and go to
she could do anything.
Problem ekutanga yawakasangana naye ndekuti wakatakura zvinhu zvausingazive.
The first problem that you do not know is you carry things.
And
that
a
you
lot
don't know.
Of us here, you don't know what you are carrying.
Look at the person next to you. They don't know what they are carrying.
Because chese chakatakurwa ndochino determine a kind of life ichararama.
Everything that you are carrying will determine the kind of life you are going to live.
Ndosaka mchonoti pese chakatakurwa na Mwari.
That's why you see every time God introduces
carrying,
he would go to the parents who are carrying.
Woudzwa chamatakura chidi mumwe wine.
And they were told, what you are carrying doesn't want to
chamatakura achichadema party.
What you are carrying doesn't want party.
And even pachiri kuberekwa achichaberekwa and achichengetwa environment yese yese.
When you give birth to it, you don't keep it in any environment.
Why? Because every prophecy from God kana yakuberekwa,
when he's being born, there is a place of its birthing. There is a way of raising it.
And it's unfortunate kuti Mwari anoviga zvizhinji mu pain.
It's unfortunate God conceals a lot of things in pain.
And the pain iyoyo,
that pain,
you know, endure in patience.
You endure it through patience.
Okay, okay, okay. Munozere ohamba itere kuti pakatanga kunamata zvindo pazvotanga kuoma.
Have you ever done that when you started praying things became even harder?
Nini pande ndikatotanga kunamata zvotanga kutongooma.
Have you ever heard a person who says that when I start praying things becomes very hard?
Because most times it's a sign of alignment.
Most times, this is a sign of alignment. A person is now falling in alignment. What she's carrying that they don't know what is yearning
so,
to be. If God causes a person to carry something, it's not about just giving birth. The place of its birth is important. And the people to receive it are also
environment
important. The environment where it's being carried is also important.
And a lot of you, muruku ruiswa nema environments, pamuru muruda kubereka zvomwari, but the problem you are not ready.
Most of you are being poor.
Kurarama life chamakatakura
by the environment. You are not ready to live the life of what you are carrying.
Dosaka muchono pangoita pain watanga kuchema.
That's why when there's a little pain, you are crying.
Pangoita pain wakutsvaga zvimwe dzimwe nzira.
A little pain, you are crying, you are looking for other ways.
Yet mwaranto zvakuti nyika ino ignore chinhu chinenge chakasakara.
Yet God knows that the people ignore something
that are old.
They were saying, we don't know what she's carrying. She's carrying a bastard, a fatherless child. It's because the nation did not understand what she was carrying. If you are unfortunate that the nation knows and you don't understand, that's when your enemies see your star. Amen.
God made sure. Can you imagine? Zvanga zviri mupath yaMwari kuti Herod anofara kuzana nezvemwana uyu.
It was in the path of God that Herod should know about this child.
But kuti azive mwana anofara kunoberekerwa chaiko kwandakati aberekerwe.
For him to know the child was supposed to be born at the right place.
Because Herod akaziva mwana uyu aberekerwa pa wrong place.
If Herod knows and the child is being born in the wrong place,
ne probability kuti mwana anodzvinwa akafa.
There is a probability that the child might be killed.
People of God, don't play around with a vision kana chinhu chatakudzwa Mwari chiripo kuchinja ingava a generation.
Don't play around with the vision that God has given that will change a generation or a nation. What I'm saying, you might not understand it. I will try for you to understand.
Now,
wherever we are sitting, all of us, when God thought about your family, you were born. Every time when a person is born, it's a family that is born.
But foundation yekuzvarwa kwemwana yakakosha. Because tinofarira kutsvaga kuti pari kuzvarwa pane foundation yemashoko akanyorwa here ezvakataurwa pamusoro pemwana uyu.
That was spoken when this child was born.
So aidzi nyangotazvara mwana.
It's not about just giving birth to a child.
Tikufarira kunge tichidzokera kumashure.
We are supposed to go backwards.
Kuti tizive kuti takambonzi kudiko pamusoro number 1 pedzinza muri yenyu.
For us to know what was spoken about the generation in our family.
Because the first breakthrough ya Messiah wese iri mudzinza.
The first breakthrough of the Messiah is in the
generation. And muri yese une one anorezwa naMwari after some generations.
Every family have got one that God raises
kuti
after generations. Kutauya
muri mutapwa makaiswa futi nevamwe muri.
To take out the family from
izvozvi zviri kukutenderedzai semhuri zvine munhu akakupinzai and again kuti mubude zvine munhu futi anofarira kukuburitsai and munhu ye aburitsa kana kuti ari kuburitswa anofanira kunge tine nhoroondo yakataurwa naMwari. Okay, even muri mhuri inotenda mung'anga panofara kutoti pakufamba patomboita ng'anga inofumuka inovhumuka kutaura about kubuda kwemhuri yenyu samwe. Hallo. Ende pamuri kuburitswa pacho panenge pane inenge Israeri iri kupinzwa mutapwa naJoseph but inozoburitswa naMoses. Ndi Joseph apinza anoburitsa ndijo. Now, muri yese even izvo zvamuri kuti kune ngozi kubva kuna akapinza. Hello. Now, ende ngozi yo futi again kuti ipere kuna anofarira kuzvarwa. Pamwe futi akatozvarwa.
There is someone supposed to be born. Maybe
panotanga kunetseka nepe kuti akazvarwa pasina foundation. Pasina madara asiya information.
When the child is born without foundation or
pasina vanhu vane mafiles.
Without people with files.
Of mataka pindom tichazobuda.
Where we entered, we are going to come out.
And mamaka pindemo mamungo budo, because remember munaka pinza.
Where you entered, you just don't come out. Was somebody got you in?
Yeah, aka pinza again.
The one who got you into that situation.
And a bargain and Satan for generations.
They have a bargain that they've done with the devil for generations. You might be born in slavery.
Iri bargain yaitwa Joseph na Pharaoh.
Which is a bargain that between Joseph and Pharaoh.
Bargain yoyo even Mwari ano honor that contract.
God honors that contract.
Ndosaka even Abraham kudzwanye makore kunzi kune vana vachapinda mutapo kwemakore akada aizoti padzinza rako.
That's why God was telling Abraham that you have got children who are going to get into slavery.
Nekuda kwenzara pana achatsauka.
Because of hunger, someone will miss the way.
And vazhinji mumhuri munotsautswa nenzara.
Most people in the family you are gotten astray by poverty.
Those who neta muno chaga mangwe masimba.
This is what causes you to go and look for other powers.
Izo zuri pa veg nekuda kwenzara yekurasika.
Right now you are on the verge because of poverty.
Chinoita kuti upinde mapako asingapindwe kuti even mukadzi wako azi dzimunzvipo dzawapinda inye nzara.
What causes you to enter into some caves that your wife doesn't know is because of poverty.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Okay.
Amen.
I want to talk about the birth
of a prophecy.
Now. Joseph parunopinda ku Israel.
When Joseph entered Israel,
remember, madzikoma out of godo, number one.
His brothers, because of jealousy.
Chirikutanga igodo.
What is the beginning is jealousy.
Say a package wa bachi na baba.
Why did the father give him a jacket?
Apa pana nzara?
There is no poverty.
Asi godo.
But jealousy.
Ndora katuma akoma kunoraya mhuka kuti vapire zvimwe zvimwari.
It sent the brothers to kill an animal to sacrifice to other gods.
Ropa fadzo iripo ya mwari.
The blessing of the Lord is there.
First family irikupinda mutapwa.
The first family entering into slavery.
Irikupidzwa nemadzinza vana vana baba mukuru vaketa godo nekuda kwa baba mudiki.
It's going in because of the jealousy of
others. Because pakukura kwa baba ito ngati vanoda mudiki.
As they were growing up, the father was in love.
And zvandiri kutaura ndikutaura zvinototika murime ndikuda kuradza how Eve kuti Eve inopinda sei nekuzozvara kwechiprofita.
I'm saying this because I want to show you how Eve enters into families.
Now mukanzwa pa
when you hear the spillage of blood, that's a covenant that is
because madzikoma a Joseph,
the brothers of Joseph, when they were jealousy, one day they said, let us kill him. And some said, let us not kill him. Let us look for an animal that will
do
kill
destinies. Kunoenda kuna high priest or require muka.
This is the beginning of the spirit where people would go to high priest to change stars. In exchange of an animal. What is his sin? The jacket. Their anger was not on Joseph but on the jacket. Why is he the one who has done this, not us? People of God, hear me. The first witchcraftism that got people into slavery was jealousy. Because someone has done it, you are angered by that. Most people here present, if you see you are pained by someone who have achieved something that you have not yet achieved, if you are not careful, you might handle blood because of that person. It is said they killed an animal. Let us sell this young man. What they sold was destiny.
destiny.
Let us exchange the stars.
Because already kupfekedzwa kwari kuitwa batch tikaramba tina emfanane opedza kuroto.
The wearing of his jacket, this young man is having dreams.
Saka chinoita Mwari ndechekudai.
What then God does is this.
Ahape full detail kuna anhu ese reprofesi.
He doesn't give everyone the full detail of the
because
prophecy.
Jacob ane zvasina kudza vana ava zvese.
Jacob, there are some things that he did not tell his sons.
Even Joseph ane achindarota.
Even when Joseph comes and says, I've dreamt.
Remember, but angakagadzirwa kare before hope.
The jacket was prepared for him before the dreams.
But the problem manangu unotaurisa nevasakafare kudza unoudza.
The problem, you talk too much. You say your things to people you're not
na
supposed
baba
to say.
Tongati vamutsamwirawo.
And the father was like anger.
Nenawe muromo kutaurisa.
Because of being talkative.
Okay. One better. One day
the Holy Spirit was telling me,
even sometimes because of something that God has given you.
If God gives you something, if God sees that you are talkative, he acts like as if he's angry
from your brothers.
Protecting you from your brothers.
Defense mechanism.
This is the heavenly defense
mechanism.
You are living a life of prayer. And yet the father is
angry.
We are doing everything, but the father looks at you. This is a defense mechanism. And the father thought he was good in defending the son.
But
what was in him did not stop him from having dreams. The brothers are the ones who rejected this. That's when they killed an animal, dipped his jacket into the blood animal, and gave it to the father. The father was crying because of the destiny that was changed. What the father was crying for
is a deliverer to the family.
You have also sold yourself. You have hated the deliverer of the family. Jealousy causes you to hate the one who's supposed to deliver the family. Everyone all over is calling, rising up against that person. Look at the age of that person. He is a youngster. He cannot tell us what to do. Not knowing if there is a prophecy, it doesn't respect age.
Amen.
They left him and they went away. Years passed by and there was a famine. What caused them to send the young brother was jealousy. What then caused them to follow was hunger.
Because
if there is famine, most people run to foreign gods.
Because remember, Remember
there was famine in
and
Canaan,
Egypt,
not in
a foreign god.
In Egypt, where there was no famine, there was a foreign god there. Amen. Look at the person next to you. They might be here, but their names registered with foreign gods. In the season where we are of the mermaid spirit, most people are not going willingly, but because of poverty. And the name was registered to a foreign god.
Even my marriages are being sold to my foreign gods.
Even marriages are being sold to foreign gods. People are exchanging their destinies to foreign gods and foreign husbands and wives because of their tummies. A person is being married by a person who is not supposed to be married, and someone is marrying a person who is not supposed to be married because of famine in Canaan. A promised land might have famine, and yet it's a promised land. And they all went to Egypt.
Lo,
amen.
because of that.
And God said, because of that,
for 430 years,
they have sold their destiny for 430 days. Even if it's a generation that
even
I love, even some of the children that they are going to give birth to will require deliverance.
Why? Because my destinies are tengesa.
Because the destinies that they have sold,
vaka exchange my generations even to come.
They exchanged generations that are coming.
It means by Israel,
meaning in Israel, there some were born in slavery and they died in slavery.
But after so many years,
amen.
But again, remember, God will talk even to Daniel.
There are some who are coming.
Even the birth of Moses, angeli prophesied.
The birth of Moses was a prophecy.
But Mwari kubvawega Moses muhasha, a weakness.
And God concealed Moses in anger.
Because kana Mwari achiviga a prophecy.
When God is hiding a prophecy,
anatsoza kuti nyika izvai zvida itambirana vakadai.
He knows people do not want this.
Moses was not only a man, even a murderer.
Moses was not just an angry man, but he was also a murderer.
Then he ran away after he murdered an Egyptian. Why? Even news is that Moses adan wana mwari ku Egypt. Egypt, I say, he's a murderer. How can a holy God use munakadaro?
This was a way of being hidden by God.
People of God, listen to me.
Amen.
Even not my weaknesses anevanu.
Some of the weaknesses that people have, it might be a heavenly cover-up. So that you are quick to ignore them and give them time to manifest. It's not about manifestation, but the time of manifestation. You are given a weakness that you are even ashamed to stand before people.
And the weakness before time.
And that weakness is the one that is holding you to stand before time.
But as we miss it, we got to run that Mary.
But it will not stop what God spoke.
Hello.
Amen.
So, power could talk about Messiah.
When they were being told about the coming of the Messiah,
Mary watch our baby come Messiah.
The Mary giving birth to the Messiah.
Remember, started with Mary. Remember what? Don't matter. Kovava.
Mary is almost Mara, meaning bitterness.
Messiah obda mukovava.
And Messiah is coming from bitterness.
Even if Israel canari Messiah saru vaku Nazareth.
Israel was also saying, if he's the Messiah, because why is he coming from Nazareth? The Messiah is supposed to be born from Borodeo, not in Chitungwiza.
Iri way ku cover up again na Mwari.
This was God's way of covering
but
up. But what troubled people at first? The day when he was born, the king was angry.
A young man from Nazareth, Mambatadze kugaramu
city. A young man from Azar is causing the king not to stay in the city.
And
the other started thinking, what is upon this young man that causing the state to be angry?
Because kajinji.
Most times.
Uno gona ku interpret destiny yako nechikurwisa.
You might interpret your destiny by what is fighting against you.
Aurwiswe na king usina assignment ye kingship.
You are not fought by a king without a kingship assignment.
Uno fara kuto mamba nokutsamwira.
There's supposed to be a king who is angered by
you. Aurwiswe the demon re poverty usina assignment ye kwa kingdom financial.
A demon of poverty will not fight against you.
Aurwiswe nemoyo kurambwa nevana usina assignment ye kubatanidza muri.
You are not fought by a spirit of children without a
spirit of assignment reconciliation in my family.
Without an assignment of family reconciliation. You start seeing by the demon that is
carrying.
It gives you an interpretation of what you are carrying or what is being born. Amen.
So,
when Jesus was born, the king is the one who is inciting trouble. Kill every child from this age going downwards. What he was looking for was one that was born by
Mary.
Mary And Mary has got 9 months of pain.
Life yakhe isikunakidza.
Her life is not exciting.
Because number one, ane rejection even in the community.
She's facing rejection in the community.
Kusvika pakuti Mwari akazomuchenda anokura uri kwaElisa.
Until God will say, go and grow up in Elizabeth's place.
Number two.
Secondly.
Even vabereki atisomudzwanya vabereki vaMary.
We do not even hear of the parents of Mary.
Family wise atozoti vaimugamuchire kana tanga vasingamugamuchire.
We don't know whether her family received her or not.
Number three.
Third.
Mimba yasvika pa 8 or 9 months.
When the pregnancy was on 8 to 9 months.
Vanonzi ngavabude kwavakakura vaende kune dzimwe nzvimbo kunorodja.
They were told to go to other places.
Baba munhu akatakura Messiah ari kuluza imba nekuti ana Messiah.
This is a person carrying the Messiah losing a house.
Ma losses are iri pain ekukava Messiah.
These losses are pain that are covering.
Chirikuita kuti Mary asareacta otherwise ari kuziva chakatakura.
What is causing Mary not to react otherwise? She knows.
Problem yako mwananga uziye chawakatakura. Uringona pain, woreacta to pain.
Your problem, my child, you don't know what you are carrying.
Musingazive kuti chakakosha I reaction ichaitika pachaitika pain.
What you don't know is, what is important is the reaction that are going to do when you see pain.
Ndopa ari kutanga kubereka varikuona ari kuberekera mwana ku Bethlehem.
She's giving birth to a son in Bethlehem.
Achibereka pari kuti at least Messiah vauya ndakapitakura Jesu.
When she's saying at least I've now given birth to the child.
Baba, an angel is coming pakati peusiku.
An angel comes in the middle of the night.
Varikuti matambudziko ako mukadzi asati apera, continue.
Your troubles are not yet finished.
Tiza
mwana vezi
neonofa.
Run away with the
even
child, otherwise you might die, the child might also
Baba,
die.
Baba ndokutiza vakamutakura Jesu.
They ran away carrying Jesus.
Azvabasoti muna Mwari.
It doesn't matter you're with God.
Tizai naye.
Run away with the child.
Ndobva zvanzi ende ku Egypt kusina hama yaanoziva.
Go to Egypt where there are no relatives.
Yako yekuti oshamwari dzango even weso akura navo vandirasa vandidi.
Uyarita
kutiziswa naMwari.
My friends and my colleagues have forsaken.
Problem there kudai unoda support yevanhu.
The problem, you love people's support.
Yet atuma kuzosunungura vanhu.
And yet you were sent to liberate people.
And then nawe kuti hausi kuziva.
Because you do not know.
Pain yese kuinterpret kuti waraswa.
Every pain you are interpreting is you are forsaken.
Doctors are in Egypt.
And they ran away with him into Egypt. This is Jesus that they are with.
Baba, can you imagine? Vision. Now, in the things that I would even Mary.
I thought even Mary.
Mwaraka kuudza kuti chawakatakura ndochasunungura. You think kuti zvara ndochasunungura.
God says what you are carrying is going to liberate. You think the day you're going to
know,
give birth is going to
liberate. 30 years ekumbotambura naye mwana.
Not knowing that day you're going to give birth, you have got 30 years of trouble with
because this is a prophecy.
Amen.
So, problem neta vakawanda ndekudai.
Problem with most people is this.
The prophet am not zvisadziswe but am usi ready to fight through.
You want the fulfillment of prophecies and yet you are not ready to fight.
Murukanga noti nyika yatiri kuda kuti zvisadzikirwe.
You are forgetting the nation where you want the Mwari
akatotaura kuti kuna Mwari wenyika ino.
God said there's a God of this world.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Egypt, mwana ndokutanga kukura nao.
They went to Egypt. To Egypt, there's child
look at
growing.
The patience in Mary.
Look at the patience of Mary.
Murume akanofa.
The husband dies.
Yet ane mwana anogona kumutsa murume.
And yet she has got a child who is able to resurrect the husband.
But has kuforce ne undine mimutsai mwana.
But he's not forcing because it's
arikuzvizauta ndakabara ndimwaro.
He knows, she knows what I'm what I get.
But the parakufa Joseph pa apache sina life apache ask kuti mutsai nekuti ndinemi.
When Joseph died, she did not call for a miracle.
Ari kumirira again.
She's waiting.
Kuti ngachi machuo chizoti miririra icho.
Let it mature, then it will stand in
so,
my gap.
Prophecy yes ine painozvarwa.
Every prophecy has got a time of birth.
Kuizvara zviroti wakuenjoya ma benefits ayo.
To give birth to it doesn't mean you are enjoying the benefits of the prophecy.
Because yazvarwa inofarira kuchengetedzwa kuti ikure kusvika pa the appointed time.
After being born, you're supposed to take care of it until the appointed time.
And ipapo azvinji ndopatsika gone kumirira.
Then that's when most people are not able to.
Because tikune kuchakabva kuna Mwari saka chikondiratidza.
You are saying because it came from the Lord, it's supposed
nekuti runa matamari saka zvofara kufamba.
Because I'm praying to God, things are supposed
not
to be.
Not knowing kuti mupain ndomuno raiswa atoti ma expectations.
Not knowing in pain, that's where expectations are raised.
Ndomuno raiswa nonzi patience.
This is where patience is
mu
also
patience ndomune wisdom.
This is all where wisdom is.
Kuzosvikira zobereka hope.
Until it gives birth to hope. Amen.
Ndagaranchudza vanhu.
I always told people.
Kuti Mwari akakudzoti wakatakura chakati.
If God tells you that you are carrying such.
Asikuri kuti wakutonochizvara.
It doesn't mean you're going to give birth to it there and there.
Chakuda kuzikanwa saka season yakamira sei.
You now need to know the season you are moving in.
Ndinochibara rini zvaita sei.
When am I giving birth to it? Under what conditions?
And at the moment you announce what wachitakura.
The moment is announced that you are carrying it.
I tell you, that is the beginning of cover up yedenga.
This will be the beginning of the heavenly cover.
And kazhinji kana Mwari vachicover up anything.
When God is covering up anything most.
Dzira dzaanoshandisa dzidzi pleasing.
The ways he uses are not pleasing. Amen.
Because unenge wakagara pakati pevacho vada kuchiuraya.
You be sitting right at the center of those who want to destroy it.
Apa ndopo uri kuchiberekera.
And yet that's where you are giving birth to it. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Unobereka a very powerful usingatozoti ndiwakana Jehovah mumuri.
You give birth to something powerful not knowing that God has appointed you.
Uripo kuburitsa vesava.
You are there to take all of them out.
But in namo yonopinda na even kuti utsananguro ndini chakuburitsai.
But the poverty you go through for you to explain them, it's me who's supposed to take
Mwari anomeka sure even pauchada kutaura even chauri kuziva ka panoshaya backup yekuradzo ndezvechokwadi.
God makes sure that even if you want to say something that you
know. Paona kuti ndini anokutazoti anani ko imchenyu kunamata.
If you say it's me, they will laugh at you and say
neku mhanya mhanya kupekereka nezvechechi.
If yours is to pray and to run around in
pana
church.
Pana parikuda mari.
Ndezvemari
chimbonyara regetidzwe vamwe.
Keep quiet, we want money here. Let us hear from others.
Apa nehasha nekuti uchinorara Mwari ndopanokuratidza vakaibata.
By anger, when you go to sleep, you show you holding the money.
Zvekuti unoti ndikasamuka.
You wish never to wake up.
Unongochita life yekuti hope dzonakidza kudarika reality.
You have a life that you are excited in your dreams more than.
Unochita nekurumidza kurara ndozvara vasikazono uri kutiza world.
Most people will be saying they love sleeping. And yet knowing that's the exciting world that
wakamboita chinje kuti unenge wakatakura uchizwa kuti Mwari akazara.
Have you ever heard the thing that you are carrying and you know God is in it?
But uchidzokera kumba uchitasa mwana wako unobuda musodzi so.
But when you go back home looking at the child, zvinhu
kumira musha left right center.
Things are not okay everywhere.
Unotaka kunzwira kamwana kako tsitsi.
You start feeling pity for your child.
Kuti nae Mwari ndakakauyira munyika uchikona kari sweet kachisekere
rakachidi. Why did this child come to earth? Seeing the child smiling and being all sweet.
So kuti pese porwa goka katarisa so.
Every time where you are, if you look at the child,
unoita kunzwa tsitsi takambokaberekerewa.
You feel pity at the child.
Mwari kuzondipenyu kumberi.
Why did you not give me the child later?
Zvekuti wakakatarisa so unonzwa mamazwa achiti kokangoromba.
As you are looking at the child, you are hearing other voices.
Kokangota zviri kuita vamwe.
Look for charms. Do what others are doing.
Uchinorara so Mwari ndopaona ine visitation.
When you sleep, God comes in with a visitation.
Ndopaona uchisimbiswa.
That's when he comes to
uchimukona kuti kuna Mwari kudenga but zuva iroro ndotizoti haywire zuva rese.
When you wake up you are saying there's God in heaven but you know that day it's haywire the whole day.
Wambata name kuti unogara utango zvinzwiratidzwa gara pa sofa.
Have you ever been in poverty that you feel pity for yourself? Hauna munhu
kuudza zvitaurike.
You can't share it with anyone. You can't even speak.
Unozembera wakabadza TV hauskuiona irongo player.
When you are switching on the TV you cannot even concentrate.
But wega uri kuzvipindura uri kutaura uri kuti urinzwa kuti unozotoreka nokuzvana ndakutotora ndega.
Alone you are talking to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Apa wakamutakura Jesu.
And yet you are carrying Jesus. Amen.
Kuda kutaura so inetongati mokari kuti wakatomutakura kuti ava ndeva Jesu.
For you to speak it will be like mockery. They will be saying these are Jesus.
Unorimirwa kuenda kana kuma events emhuri.
It's difficult to go to family gatherings.
Ngokuti kuri uremo.
It's difficult.
ukangogara ndoya kwakutotanga pane mabhuku asi hapana zvinoitwa basa kunamata.
If you sit, they'll be saying they are educated but they're not
done one zviri kuita apa pa time yo hamino zvita satana anobvatanga kuti aisa fuel kuvamwe.
During that time, the devil is as if he has put fear on others. When yours is going down, others, their things are going up.
Akabata kotisore black label.
Holding a coat of black label.
Achitamsana key a D4D.
Holding keys of a D4D in
his hand. Transport une Bible chete.
You are asking for transport, you have got a Bible only. Amen. It's as if
you
are going to hide your Bible when you are in their midst. When you leave that place, you go to God and say, Lord, what did I do wrong? With my wife here. A certain relative came to
some
us.
Years ago.
Amen. You'll be feeling that God told me. The other voices of Joseph, I now understand. It was not because he wanted the brothers to see.
He had
nothing to showcase. All he had was a dream. All he had was a dream. He's just speaking things you are not
because
supposed to,
for them to believe. Kwao.
He wanted to be seen, he wanted to be heard also. A relative came. He looked at us and was so pity about us. And he went away.
So he
left with one of the people that was in his company.
So
I saw by the failure to come back of the other. People will be running away from you because they think you've got the one with bad luck. If you are carrying God's promise, if you go to seek for charms, the witch doctor will chase you away. The witch doctor will be sick the day you get there. God saying your gift is not supposed to be contaminated. And you are angered. Even witch doctors cannot accept me.
So, the
other person for them to tell me, he couldn't. You call, they don't pick up. And you call, gradually they pick up and say, we are busy. You just left me that other day. Why? You are my colleague. I'll tell you the truth.
Zauri.
What you are. My friend said, if you continue in your path, you will die in poverty.
Ministry. I took the same ministry chayo.
Come and let us teach you how to do ministry.
Breakthrough 200. Breakthrough $200.
That time to have $200 was a huge breakthrough.
Times go to only.
Would feel the visitation of the heavens. I was terrified when I thought there was no money everywhere.
I give my wife pocket money 5,000.
Someone came and said, I give my wife pocket money of
5,000.
If you are not careful, you might be angered against someone because of their money. Amen. Like as if you've got the right to spend. You give your wife 5,000. How about us? I sat down and said, do you know the money you spoke about? We have never touched that money.
That's that.
We swore and said we have never touched that money. We have not even laid our eyes on it.
Now,
and God will be hiding you. You feel like going to others and they are running away from you. Every time you are coming down a mountain, you meet others. They have not climbed a mountain, they just have connections.
Have you ever gotten
into prayer?
You'll be
just speaking in tongues. All levels of tongues. And God is showing me you are going to have an event called Show Me Heaven. I want to have it tomorrow.
I still remember
that week I woke up and said, we want to prepare a stage, we want to have an event called Show Me Heaven. Let us buy steel. Because that stage will be having a TV on one side and a center TV. We are supposed to put it on
the church.
And there were 45 congregants in the church.
They
looked at me and said, this one is about to be crazy. Congregants don't speak. You see them by going out of church. They'll be escaping one. And you are not slow in
pledge.
Pledges came.
Amen.
Amen.
Apane shungu. Now, zvekuta unzwaro izvi zvaunodotonovaona ndinzwara ndzwa unozviita usingazeicha wakatamba.
For you to say they can't do this to me, you do it when you don't know what you're carrying.
Wotonzwaro ramba wakanyarara.
At times they do it to you and they do continue in your silence. Maintain what you're carrying. We sat down with my wife one day and said,
we don't have friends.
I was the one with the problem. I wanted to just fix myself. When I come back, she'll be nursing my wounds. And she'll tell me, you don't have friends. And I'll tell her, you don't understand. I've got my colleagues. You don't have friends. My friends is me.
One day.
We had to sit down one day. I was now in shame.
For days
you are in trouble. There is something that is troubling me. What is it?
I think
I don't have friends. You will not say what you told me.
I think
I don't have friends.
Now,
everyone is on fast forward. You feel like you're on fast forward. If you want to stand up and do something, God will be telling you, you are not doing this.
Mirira.
Wait.
As you are
waiting, children are falling sick. Wait.
One day, you lose 13 members, leaders. One day.
One day, you lose 13 send a message members a conference next in your week. Leadership. They send messages, and there's a pending conference coming next week.
Send a message patafamba pakwana.
And all of them send you a message.
Ebenezer. 13 messages ka one.
13 messages in one day.
You might think
you have received a ghost thinking it was God. You go and sit down. And you ask your wife, what do you see when you look at
it?
Do you see godliness when you see
because
when you look
life
at
it?
When life is asking you questions,
cover up.
And God is covering you up. You have a mark that even if you want to speak, there's no supporting evidence.
Hmm.
You go to church, God
moves.
Next Sunday, they don't come.
A
person is healed. They go and give their testimony and their money is in another church. And someone is locking the church door because you have not paid rent
$20.
And God is reminding you, remember what you are carrying.
One day
I said,
I still remember. I think that if
and we said, let's leave this place. It's not our portion.
Then I received a call. It was Mbuya Rungano.
Then I received a call from Gogorungano. That call is is the person who brought me back.
Vaipa testimony ngazuri kukanganisa.
She was giving a testimony, if I'm not mistaken.
Baba na mama msambotisia.
Mom and dad, do not forsake us.
Abanduda usia.
And yet I was right about to leave.
Ndifunge yakandibata testimony odero kuma years back.
That testimony came to my heart and it touched me years ago.
Apa kuti ndodzo kuti kumba kuna kana sugar kana sauti.
For me to tell you, we don't have anything at home.
Azvitaurike.
We couldn't say it.
Unongoti bless.
You just say bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Wakambotsanya inonzi forced fasting.
Have you ever had a forced fasting?
Yekuti uchika pa vamwe. One munhu agara chindiwanzira.
One person would always
posted zapa same Bible college.
Talk with me. We went together to some Bible school.
He's a brother in Christ.
He's also a brother in Christ.
Prophet Passion.
When he sees me, would.
Akomana bachira machekari kuti tangangu iswa pahengazo.
He'd say, gentlemen, my checker's jacket is just like something that has been put on a hanger.
Saka one day ndakawanzwa vachitaura ndichida kupinda.
One day I heard them talking as I was about to enter.
Vachidzamo uchafane shunguza macheka iwe.
Saying you're going to die with the zeal like my checker.
Mozi hii shunga dzi uchipinda vata.
When you get there, they are all quiet.
But remember, kwaye kuchikoro saka mune muchita zveku.
Remember, it was we were still at school, we would do anything.
But ipapo,
but the right there,
mwarakudzwa chawakatakura.
God is telling you what you are carrying.
Taiverenga, we counted my age, takarama 7 years. Zekuti hatina baba vati kumba kwakadai. Seven full years. Primary school, taka complete primary school 7 years.
We had 7 years, more like 7 primary school years.
Kubva mwana wedu one afa.
And one of our child
tisina kana senti pamba.
Without a single.
Apa mwarakudzoti ndakakusimudza.
And God is saying, I've raised you.
Remember. Pane chakadai chikufara kuzoitwa.
There is something like this that is supposed to be done.
Can you imagine? Show me heaven. It was 15 or 16 years ago.
Imagine, show me heaven. It was a 16.
Setup here, set up. It's a TV. TV. The
setup that we put there.
You have a setup here, show me heaven.
This was the setup for show me heaven. That's why you see us doing this setup. This is what I always specified, having TVs on both sides
now,
and in
just
the
imagine, Pandru years later.
Imagine on our story.
It was last week when we did it.
Last week is the week where we did the show
and
me heaven. Now,
you all do that on a chiporofta yet in Ruzonda Gachuona Tichita. It means Wesangaripo.
You are telling me you don't have a prophetic word.
And yet prophet you were there. Yakanyorwa.
Meaning everyone who was there, you have a prophetic word written.
But kuti ndikuziva kuti ndazvika tokuziva.
I did not know you.
We would attempt him around it as a time.
We would attempt and God was telling us it's not yet time. It's not yet time. When time is ripe, I will tell you.
Now, look at it. It was in April. First miracle. I think I'm not talking about the miracles that happened Show Me Heaven.
Most of you did not see the miracles that happened.
The first miracle.
The first miracle was water.
Rain.
The heavens were split.
Kwese kwakatenderedza kuchinaya kubva maro kwese marondera Harare kwese kwainaya mvura chena kwainaya.
All surrounding areas it was raining.
Zvekuti guest akapotsa sina kuya chiti kuri kunaya saka kufa.
The guest almost
report yataura kuti kuchitungwiza 87% kuri kufara kunaya.
The weather report is saying 87% it's raining.
Ndakati no, yatenderedza kuno haisi kunaya.
And I said the rain went down. Kuna tumudzoti kune
kune clear sky.
Here we are having a clear sky.
Ndikati kune vanhu kana kuri kutozona imvura kunaisa pana pa boss panzi peta dust.
And if it's raining, I told people in order to calm the dust.
Ndikati kuti tihaye chibhauza tisoda kuburitsa mari.
We cannot hire a
bounce. But don't worry, banai.
Don't worry, it's not going to rain.
For the first, panga pane clear sky. Mukatsvaka Thursday. Gorere tenderedza so.
On Thursday, the cloud was going round.
It was the first miracle to talk a time yakwana.
This was the first miracle to show that time was right.
Wonder Uta.
And you tell me.
Kuti wao imistake kuti uripo.
You are a mistake to be.
It means nemunhu wesakauya.
It means everyone who attended.
Yo, it's impossible with the church in attendance in less than 600 people.
It's impossible a church with a congregation.
Thousands and thousands.
thousands of people gather together, you are playing. It was raining. I was told we are having our event. It's not raining. You were not told about your.
But in the issue,
but I am sure there is a history about you that you don't know.
I'm not very sure.
I am so sure.
But you search my archives.
Search in your family. There is a history about you. You might not be knowledgeable. Or someone forgotten. But I believe what you are carrying will give birth.
Pastor, and
I don't care what you are going through, it might be a cover up. You are divorced and yet it's a cover up of what is carrying. Your friends forsake you. You are feeling you want people
here.
At least someone must give me comfort. Or even
bread.
And God is telling you, yours has got nothing to do with people. It's me who is with you.
Problem,
your problem, people of God, is this. You love the things of God, but you are so much into your
thing.
You are a person carrying such a thing. You gather in any place.
Problem, no problem.
The problem, you don't know what you have. You don't know what you
have.
Only if you knew. You are not going to cry for John the day
he lost.
You were supposed to know that it was his loss. I'm one person who doesn't wish for.
But you make a shot for relationship.
In every relationship, I'm supposed to leave you that I'm able to come back in future. Because of what I saw, I'm not the one on loss. You cry like as if you pray to a God. You are supposed to know that what you are carrying will cause you to be divorced by useless people. Amen. Look at the people who hate you. They fight against you like you've got the keys to the
palace.
People are getting charms because of you. And you think the Lord has forsaken you. Ask Israel.
Balaam is
coming to curse people who are saying we are tenants, and yet you are not tenants,
you
are blessed. If Israel told you that we are blessed,
how
would you see? They don't have a nation of their own, they are on their way
blessing
to Canaan.
Yes, to announce a process.
Every blessing is difficult to announce,
but
when
it's still a process.
But don't look down upon the process. Some of you grow up weaklings. And it's a cover up that which is in your family who say this is a
weakling.
But when the time of the Lord comes, you understand why you grew up a sickling.
To cover up a prophecy.
God uses so many ways to cover up his prophecies. Hallelujah.
To cover up a prophecy.
God uses diverse and different things to cover up a prophecy. First of all, you're supposed to understand who are you. Go in the family archives and open. God must show you things that are in the spiritual that pertains to your family. That's when you understand the battles that are rising up are not just mere battles.
A promised child.
You are a promised child.
A promised event, usire a promised child.
God will not allow you to go through a promised event when you are not a promised child. It's not possible. It's not possible.
It means mwari paitora nezvozvo part and parcel vevanhu vanga vari pa. My promised people. There's a promise.
It means somewhere. When God was speaking about this, the people that are part and parcel of it were also there. You might not hold it because
but
of cover up. But this afternoon I am praying that God time is right. Time is right. Show that you can raise those
giants
from ashes.
Show that you can raise
without
last born.
I've got a God who causes last bones to be first born.
Girls
having breakthroughs like men.
Breakthroughs anenge vana baba.
Boys having breakthroughs like men.
And did not tend them namwara kuti anokuti drive some motor no for 30 years.
I believe in a God who causes
you to drive. Yekuti vanhu vanoti ino danhu achanda 30 years.
People say this car requires a person who have worked for 30 years to drive.
Nena kuti wakamirira kachengetedza.
Because you waited and you kept.
Chandofarira pana Mary mwana azokura.
What I love about Mary when the child grew up.
Akatanga kunzwa unyarara kwa Mary patakudzwa zvemwana chakaberekwa.
We started hearing about her silence when we were being told about
her. Dotakatanga kudonedza ma foundations.
It started pulling down foundations.
Ah, mene kana kunzwa.
I don't know if you are.
Ndiri kuzvitenda kuti kumuri kwenyu pana pano anachadonedza ma foundations.
I believe in your family there are people who are going to pull down foundations.
Ndiri kufarira kunzi zvakaperera pana uyu.
Things that were supposed to terminate on that person.
Munoita mhure kuti mese Imba, panogarwa pese pamba.
You have a family that the house where you stay.
Pane goronga neka keke pajurawo kanoiswa kuti vanhu vanongotsika.
There is a ditch and
because vanhu vanotozoti pagara patongoye mota.
A stepping stone that you use with your foot. Because they know no car will park here.
Uruno chinja kuna zvoti isa zvinhu zvakanaka ndoda pano kwana mota yangu.
You are going to change and to put a proper driveway for your car. And people say he's running crazy. And you say spiritual things are
madness to
physical people. I want a driveway for my car. You put a rail, a wooden rail, and you say this is where my car keys will be. You are mad and you say you don't know what I'm
doing.
God, what I love is God does not use the qualified. No.
I know that pacho pamaka shora, pamaka ramba.
You want those that are shameful. The storm that you rejected. That is the one he wants to use.
So panguva yekubarwa.
During the time of birth.
Warfare, you know, intensifier.
Warfare intensifies.
Pharaoh ndiye anomuka.
Pharaoh rises up.
Panomuka ma powers and ma principalities.
Powers and principalities will rise.
Vachidangoviga chabarwa.
Trying to conceal what has been born.
Chabarwa ndochine power.
What has been born is the one that has got power.
Hello.
Amen.
Chabarwa ndochine power.
What has been born is the one that has
got all the power. Chitaura on your behalf.
But tomorrow we'll be speaking on your behalf.
Time yako yekunyarara yakwana.
Your time of being silent is now.
Mwarasu unyaradza musodzi, akunyaradza nemuromo.